Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page. We're here now with Norwalk girls cross country runners.
Hi, my name is Pearl Brown and I'm in 10th grade.
I'm Maya Butler and I'm in 11th grade.
I'm Anita Skolton and I'm in 10th grade.
Today was the Little Hawkeye cross country meet at Indianola's Pickard Park. Beautiful day for cross country, first of all. What did you think of the weather and the course out here?
I personally love this weather. It's not too hot, not too cold. I think it's the perfect weather just to run in and make you feel good.
Yeah, I really love this weather. I definitely like cold meets preferred like over than hot meets.
I know when I'm running, even though it's cold when you get here, once you warm up and get going, it's just a nice breeze when you're running.
Yeah, it's been such a hot season. I mean, you've run in so many hot meets. It has to be kind of refreshing to have weather like this.
Yeah, I completely agree. At our last couple meets, it's been so hot, and it's been hot, so like you couldn't really get a good time you wanted. So this meet was really a meet to like prove yourself here kind of with that good weather.
I totally agree. It's definitely time for like the time of the season for PRs and stuff because the hot weather really just takes it out of you.
And also it's just like your body is like Pearl said, it has a big effect on your body with the heat and all that. So it's, it being cold, it's just easy to work, focus on the race and competing.
And girls, I know you all finished in the kind of the low to mid 20s today. I think 23, 24, 25, 26, somewhere in there. Were you pretty happy with how you stayed together in the front pack?
I was very happy with that. I think even in our next meets, we can even push up even farther. And I think that we know that we can run those times, so we can even push each other by more pack running and pushing each other to go farther.
Yeah, our first mile was really strong. We started really good. And I think if we just are able to hold that and stay more consistent and try to keep those paces similar, then our next race is going to be really good.
And I know there's also a lot of other girls who are kind of, you know, more experienced and, like, faster in this. But, you know, I think us being together and connected, you know, it really kind of pushes us to do our best to our own personal best.
Do you know much about your times yet? I know Coach said you might have had a couple PRs out of this group today.
I didn't get a PR, but I got 21.07. So I was pretty proud about that. And I'm hoping to get in the 20s by the end of the season. Okay.
I got a mid-21. I don't know exactly what the time was. But, yeah, I'm also hoping to PR later in the season.
I got a PR today. It was a 21:45. But, you know, I still stay connected to them, so I was pretty proud of myself.
Right. And what kind of goals did you have coming in today, like as a team and individually? Did you have certain places that you wanted to get? Or?
My goal was just to stay, like, top 30. And also my goal was to stay with Maya. Most of the time she runs in front of me, but today, like, I was really glad to stay with her for most of the race. And also one of my other goals was just like stay together as a team today and just like really be positive.
We've really been working on in practice our starts and how we open out the race. And I think we did much better at that in these past couple of meets than we had at the beginning of the season.
I also, my goals were just kind of to stay connected with my teammates and yeah, to just keep pushing myself and never settle, you know, and never try to get in a comfortable pace and always, every time I'm feeling good, just try to go a little faster and keep pushing myself.
So now you've got a little over a week now before the state qualifying meet. The season's gone really fast. I mean, kind of just can reflect on the season so far and the lessons learned and things like that.
At the beginning of the season, it's been a complete roller coaster. I wasn't really starting off how I wanted to, running slower times and everything, but now that I know that I can like improve myself and also work harder and be better at the end of the season, I think that's like really good for me. And I think that overall I'm really proud of how the way I'm ending the season instead of peaking at the beginning, mostly peaking at the end.
I think we had a lot of negativity and like hard times at the beginning of the season. Nobody was really running what they wanted and it was kind of just nobody was positive, and now we're working towards the end of the season and I feel like it's so much more positive and a better environment, and it's really fun.
This is my first year doing cross country, and I think I kind of use that as an excuse a little bit to not, you know, push myself to my fullest potential and like make it as an excuse like, oh, this is my first year, that's why I'm not as good as them. But I think now, you know, I'm starting to realize that, you know, I can still push myself and be as good as other of my teammates. So, you know, I've kind of used that to get PRs and get better.
Again, we're visiting with Norwalk girls cross country runners Pearl Brown, Maya Butler, and Anita Skolton. One meet to go here in the you know, before state. It's the state qualifying meet. What do you want to get done in this next week of practice and then next week wherever you're at?
I want to work hard this practice, stay positive, eat well, hydrate, and sleep. And I think those are all key factors of doing good at districts.
I really want to focus on my mindset and stay positive and just remember my goals that I have for this season.
I agree with Maya. I kind of just want to have a stress-free week and, you know, still push myself in practices and try to, like, focus mainly on the state qualifying meet.
Any preference on where you guys want to run? They haven't quite announced it yet.
I think I would rather run at Marshalltown. I think that's a really good course.
Okay. I'd also really want to run at Marshalltown.
Same here. I really like Marshalltown.
So a consensus on Marshalltown, yeah. And it's Monday right now. We'll find out later in the week where you guys are going to be, and good luck to you guys. Thanks for the
Thank
time.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep.